Hi, I'm Eric, also known as Trekkie V47, from the Ranger Command Power Hour and the Starfleet Escape Podcast. You're listening to another great Four-Eyed Radio product. For more shows, check out foureyedradio.com. It's Morphin time!
Aye, 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 aye! It's the Ranger Command Power Hour!
Today on the Power Hour, episode 202, Ranger Roundtable, Power Rangers Cosmic Fury Twitter Space, recorded live on August 28th, National Power Rangers Day 2022. Welcome to the Ranger Command Power Hour on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. It's time to ranger up with your host. I'm Eric, also known as TrekkieB47, and this episode is brought to you by our patrons on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/RangerCommandPH to learn more about supporting Ranger Command Power Hour. Thanks to our $5 and above patrons, Charles D., Chris P., Steve F., Steve M., AJW, Jacob P., Tyler B., Tyler W., Leland D., Charlie N., Craig M., Liz M., Mason M., Kevin R., Steve R., Hassan A., Josh P., Derek G., and Teresa B. for supporting us this month. Remember, you can go to linktr.ee/RangerCommandPH and check out our Amazon affiliate link at amazon.com/shop/RangerCommandPH. And what you're about to listen to is a live reaction to Power Rangers Cosmic Fury, the 30th season of the franchise, being announced at an insane, at least for me, 1 a.m. in the morning Central Time Zone, which was 11 p.m. Pacific. And I don't know if someone on Hasbro completely screwed up and scheduled this tweet at the wrong time, but it was out there. And I was just shocked by the news, and I did a Twitter space, my first Twitter space, and we had a ton of people showed up. We had, obviously, Zach AP as the co-host. We had Michael Basudel from Ranger Danger Podcast. We had Jin Saku. We had Airsef from Ranger Cast, Tyler Waldman, Joe from the Illuminati. We had Toku Chris, Rosano Smith at one point. And I'm running on very little sleep, and I'm probably forgetting some people. So wanted to get this episode out for National Power Rangers Day, which is the 29th anniversary of the show, August 28th. These are our raw reactions, our raw discussion, and I think this is a very fun time, and I'm glad I'm able to pull the audio from Twitter space. That being said, the audio is kind of iffy in parts, and you're going to have a lot of people like kind of talking over each other, but you can actually find this on my Twitter profile over at TrekkieB47, which I think Twitter Spaces allows recordings up to 30 days. So, you know, you can read a transcript on the Twitter space as you read it. So definitely give it a shot and enjoy our very raw roundtable for Power Rangers Cosmic Fury. Enjoy.
Oh my God, late and breaking. Power Rangers Cosmic Fury. What? They're dropping this at midnight. I'm getting requests. This is the first time I'm using spaces. This is the first time I'm using spaces. I've got requests going. Oh my God. Power Rangers Cosmic Fury. Zach is muted. So I don't know what's going on there. AP requested. Why won't it let me? Sorry, guys, I'm figuring this out. Check. I can invite co-hosts. This is crazy. Can I make someone a co-host? Invite to co-host. And invite to co-host. This is literally the first time we're doing this. Holy crap. In case you're just joining us, Zach AP, you're muted. I don't know if anyone can hear you guys.
I'm on.
Hello. It's like 2 a.m. for you.
It is. Good thing I don't sleep.
I'm supposed to be
editing. Good thing I don't know what sleep is.
Hang on. I'm going to get my headphones in so that there's no bleed over in the microphone.
Okay. This is insane. I have to be quiet because I have Teresa and the baby sleeping. And I should actually move into my office.
You mean they don't want to be woken up by this? I had no idea.
By the nerdiness that this is going on? Hold on, I'm freaking out right now. Okay, I'm going into my office.
Okay. Okay, I plugged my... Can you hear me?
That sounds like death. Yeah.
I was half asleep. I was literally like starting to drift off to sleep. I'm in California right now.
If there's one thing that I've learned in, you know, being a fan of Power Rangers, news drops at like 1-2 in the morning all the time. But
it's so random. Yeah.
When you least expect it, best time.
Okay, did Hasbro Pulse just forget to do PM instead of AM?
Oh no. Maybe.
I don't know if this is a mistake or not. Okay. So we're just gonna talk about it. Hasbro Pulse released this wonderful trailer tease with Simon Bennett. They've never done anything like this before for an announcement. Announcing it before anything at Power Morphicon, before any type of official statement. Power Rangers Cosmic Fury using the logo, part of the logo for Dino Fury, because it's Dino Fury Season 3. The entire cast is returning. And they're marketing it as not since Zeo has this happened.
It's so wild.
It's insane.
And
Simon literally just liked my tweet about it. Like, he literally just liked my tweet as we're in this thing.
Knows? He might be listening now. Simon, God. He probably can't even talk about it. I'm trying to contain my excitement. First off, happy National Power Rangers Day. First off, for me, it's like 1:17 in the morning. I should be editing a podcast that's supposed to go out later today, but I'm procrastinating.
Listen, you're not getting time to edit because we're doing a live episode right now of Ranger Command Power Hour, breaking news from three different places across the country.
That's true. We're in three different time zones. This is wild, and I can't believe this is happening. But I loved. I'm iffy on the logo. I'm going to have to look at it again. But just the animation of like the electricity and flying in space. And the crazy thing is we don't even know yet how Dino Fury Season 2 even ends. I think Joe from Illuminati knows because he's already watched it for like press stuff. But this is unprecedented. And I mean, I think it just goes to show, first off, what a great, showrunner he is. And I really loved his entire message. I loved his speech. I love that, he thanked Ranger Nation. And this is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I am so ecstatic that Simon's coming back. I mean, everything he's done with Dino Fury, I've said it time and again on the podcast, how much I love the work he's done. And to know that he's coming back for this 30th season, I'm even more excited now than like I thought I could be.
I heard some like Simon really, he revitalized the brand for so many people. Just him coming back for the 30th season, it is probably some of the best news. And with the current cast, which is one of the best casts.
That's the part we haven't even touched on yet, is the fact that this cast has just been announced as returning for Cosmic Fury. And like, it's going to be so crazy to see the reaction tomorrow during the panel.
I think whoever's running the panel,
it would be hilarious if like, you know how they used to do the little cast announcements, new cast come out in the new suits. Just like, just have them duck just, under the
they,
table.
They
real
go
quick.
Backstage really quick and come just back out in new suits. Have them
real quick and put on some new suits and pop.
You know what?
Out.
But in all honesty, like I would love that because they didn't get that moment when they were announced.
Yeah.
Well, how crazy would it be? Is if now that this is out and official? Okay, I'm gonna bring in Jezzer.
Yeah, bring in Jez.
Because he's like actually in this. Sorry, I'm trying to get used to spaces on this thing.
Yeah, we never do this ever. Like, you guys are getting the first ever Ranger Command spaces on Twitter.
Jezzer, what is happening?
Cat's out of the bag, bro.
Dude, I'm here at Morphicon, and like I'm talking with a bunch of people, and like it's like everyone's speculating what's gonna happen. I'm like, I don't know, man. Maybe we'll find out on Sunday. Nope, we're gonna find out Saturday night at 11 o'clock at night.
This was supposed to come out 8 a.m. tomorrow PST, and everything was prepped. Everything's ready. The freaking Dino Fury panel tomorrow is like, you know, gonna be crazy. And then they do this. Well, Who did this?
Well, I have no idea. And the thing is, like, I was just switching between Twitter accounts, and I have like a notification whenever a certain account like Hasbro Pulse. And I said, why the hell is Hasbro Pulse tweeting at 1 a.m. for me? And I see freaking Cosmic Fury, and I'm like, this is insane.
I was like, why is Eric sending me Hasbro Pulse tweets at 2 a.m? Like, what is happening right now?
This is so good. This is so good for the brand. I mean, I felt like we didn't get enough of the Dino Fury cast, and now it's happening. It's happening.
Like, I cannot wait. They finally get their moment at Power Morphicon tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh my god. That panel is gonna be so insane now.
Oh my god.
And with this is like it's like it's already been said. This hasn't happened since Zio. We haven't had a returning cast since then.
I wish they would have done this today because Russell's not gonna be there tomorrow.
No. So like,
yeah. Oh,
so it's not, you don't have the full cast, and Kai's not there. So like, I don't know. It was very, very like the planning was terrible, but you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. And it's out there now. And my God, this is just, and here's the funny thing. Like the first season of Power, like Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, three seasons. And now if the 30th anniversary is the last for, you know, current Sentai adapted Power Rangers, we bookend with another three season series. And it couldn't have happened with a better cast. I love this cast.
Yeah, same.
Yep. I'm just glad we'll get more of them.
Yeah.
Here's the question though. Do they get new suits? Like, what's going to happen? Is it going to be Dino Fury suits? Are we getting a different season of suits? What's going on here?
Is it a power-up? Is it, like, what is it?
Yeah.
Are they just going to be on a spaceship the whole time? I don't know.
Oh, my God. But I would love to see, because now we know that the whole cast is flying back out to New Zealand. They don't have to go through the Ranger Fight School anymore. They can pack all the time to make an actual like full season. We don't know if this is going to be like 20 episodes or what, but I mean, we're going to get so much more with this cast and the continuing story. It's amazing.
Just think of the character development possibilities getting some extra time too.
Yeah.
That's,
and from what I'm hearing, season 2B is like goes hard. Like it's like, how do you even follow up to that? So it's crazy.
Well, I remember Joe made
a video.
Yeah, I remember when Joe made that tweet earlier this week. You know, he got to see the rest of it, and he was so hyped. And you know, he said that, you know, this is one of the best Power Rangers that he's seen in recent times, and I'm already hyped for the second half of season 2, and now they announce this. Are they going to end it on a cliffhanger? We don't know, because it's not even out yet. I'm just so excited, because is it going to be, you know, new suits? Is it going to be original suits?
Oh man, like
is it? Is that's what, are they going to use any Sentai footage? Are they going to, you know, use footage from all the seasons that they haven't adapted? How kitbashed and crazy is this going to be?
I mean, we can only hope that they're going to, you know, give us more clues tomorrow during the panel, but I don't know what to expect anymore.
Yeah, icing on the cake, they have all the Rangers get on a rocket ship and Solon is waving to them from the ground like Justin.
It's just
Chase. And then they're just on the Astro Mega ship because like, technically Justin? It still exists. So
Justin's coming back? No!
all I can say is, you know, the fact that they're saying that they're going out into space and exploring the cosmos and, you know, fighting enemies, there's so much from Power Rangers canon that, you know, are we going to see Aquitar? Are we going to go to KO-35? Like, there's so many possibilities. And to make that the journey into space for the 30th season, and the comics have been exploring this, you know, the especially Ryan Parrott's run with Power Rangers and the Omega Rangers, you know, they're out there exploring space and, you know, dealing with these cosmic threats. And I'm just so hyped. I don't even know what to say. Like, just this announcement is insanity right now.
This is so much like open-ended speculation, like for right now, because we do not know any of the details. Like, literally, Simon just came out and was like, hey, season 30, guess what? Dino Fury cast is coming back and they're going to go out into space and have fun speculating. Goodbye. And so now, oh God, I can't imagine what tomorrow is going to be like. Tomorrow, every single person is going to be a buzz.
It makes me think though that there might be some more reveals.
I mean, I hope so, because we need to come some.
The way that they phrased that video.
What time is that pad tomorrow?
Yeah, I think it's noon. Right?
It is 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh my God!
It's the biggest panel. It's the last panel I planned to be at before I have to get on a train and go back to my buddy's place. So, like, I was like, yeah, I'll just, you know, I'll go to the panel. It probably won't be a big deal. And I'm like, oh, geez, it's going to be a huge deal.
You know what? You might as well get in line, because now that this broke, that
really can be packed. I'll just go wait outside the convention center all night.
Some like, what is it, like Hall H at San Diego Comic-Con?
Yeah. It's people are camping out.
The Power Rangers Hall H moment right now.
Can I say this? Can I say one thing? For everybody here that hosted a panel this weekend, congratulations. You guys did amazing.
Thank you very much.
You guys did a great job.
Yo, thank you, Jazz. Appreciate it. You guys
really like elevated Paramorphicon to the next level. Congratulations.
Oh wow, we've got a lot of people listening. Thank you guys so much. We are just flipping out over Hasbro Pulse officially announcing at 1 a.m. Like, who even would have thought? And like Jezzer said, I don't know if this is a mistake. Did somebody schedule this wrong or what happened?
You guys were talking about new suits and the possibility of that. Didn't the stunt team like a month or so ago like tweet that they were doing a new morph sequence?
You're right. I forgot about that.
They pulled that. So, oh man,
interesting. Like, I tell you what, I'm kind of weirdly happy that my stomach waylaid me from going to go party, because now I get to talk about Cosmic Fury with everybody.
I will say,
is a party, Zach.
This is the party.
This is the party now. Yep, this is the party.
I will say, I got to give shout out to Mir at the Power Scoop, who initially reported Cosmic Fury as the title, because she got it right. And, you know, she's always been great with her sources. And, you know, the speculation has just gone crazy from there. And, you know, is it going to be Kira Major? Is it going to be Q Ranger? Is it going to be a mix of everything? I don't know.
I mean, it could even be original suits, as far as we know.
Well, I'm just more concerned, like on the Zord side. Like, are they going to go completely original? Because you know, Power Rangers has, you know, a shoddy track record on that. But I don't know. Jen, Jezzer, Rosano, like, you guys have any thoughts on this?
I don't even know if this was the plan the whole time. You know, I think this was like something they came up with because things happened. But I mean, it's a great contingency plan.
Yeah, like what I love is just I just love that this pre-recorded message. He's on the set. You know, they've got all the building the set in the background, which is just great behind the scenes stuff. But no, the logo was polished. That whole spinning intro was polished. It was slick. Like, obviously they planned to release this officially, but the timing is like,
the
stroke of midnight. Well, let the nerds have it.
Yeah. As far as I was under the impression of, like, it was going to get announced tomorrow morning, like Jez said, 8 a.m., like it was going to be a website was going to publish the information, and then maybe it'd be talked about at Power Morphicon after the fact. So the fact that it's just suddenly out there now means either somebody messed up or
right.
Hasbro wanted to scoop everyone.
Well, the plan was that they weren't going to talk about this at the panel. It was just strictly Dino Fury. But now, I mean, everything's
very... You can't not talk about
it. Yeah. You kind of... Once the cat's out of the bag, you can't get it back in there.
Oh, yeah. Simon Bennett did like our Cosmic Fury quote retweet, so I'm sure he's going to get bombarded.
Is up right now just like scrolling through Twitter and finding everyone he can to be like, yes, Cosmic Fury, I'm glad you're excited. Get excited.
Someone even said this can't be the official logo. Yeah,
it is. Yeah, it is. When Hasbro Pulse and Simon Bennett show up in a video with the same logo, guess what?
Yeah.
This fandom, man, sometimes it's like, you know, it's all official, and then somebody can still deny it. It's crazy to me. Like,
so can we get the logo? Can they send us the logo so we can use it all?
Yeah, exactly. I'm waiting. I'm my inbox just seeing if, like, you know, an official Hasbro email went out. Freaking 1 a.m. I'm supposed to be editing a podcast. Oh wait, we got Michael Basudel from Ranger Danger requesting. So
Michael come in.
Hey Michael.
It's connecting. There he is. Michael.
What in the world is going on?
Welcome to the new era of Power Rangers fandom insanity.
Oh my god, we have got so many listeners in here. Thank you all for joining.
Because no one knows what is happening. We all left Power Morphicon like 5 hours ago. Being like, cool. Tomorrow morning, I bet they're going to announce something big. It's Power Rangers Day. They've got all this news. I'm literally in bed in my hotel room. We went out to dinner.
Same. I'm literally in my hotel bed right now.
I was uploading files to send a comic to print, and I went to TweetDeck, and I was like, I'm sorry, wait. It's 11 p.m. What are they? Okay, this is great.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've got to say, I've been Kyle and Ryan are across from the Dino Fury cast. Those guys are absolutely lovely, and they are absolutely great with every adult and child that comes to their booth. And I am stoked for them to be getting another season.
I am so happy for them as people, as actors, to get another chance to explore these characters. The story is not done. And I think back on all the times, like, Simon has, like, redirected a question thrown at him with the skill of a gymnast. And he's coy. He's the key holder. He's the guy who is planning all this. And, you know, we already got so many past references and callbacks in Dino Fury already. And now it's the 30th season and they're going into space. Like, I haven't been this hyped for Power Rangers in a long time.
Yeah, I was already hyped and now I'm like 10 million times more hyped.
Oh, we got Legion of Boom in here. We're going to get these guys in here.
Bring in the Legion.
Oh man, I just can't believe 1 a.m. and I'm just scrolling. I'm like, what the hell is Hasbro?
I can't believe I was awake for this.
It's gotta have been a mistake,
dude. It's literally like 2:30.
It must have been a mistake.
I mean, it has to have been. Somebody must have just like, oh, this was supposed to go out a.m. tomorrow and not p.m. the night before. Whoops.
That's the only thing I can think of, because either this is the most insane marketing move ever, or it's a mistake.
Someone probably hit 12 a.m. instead of 12 p.m.
Right, right. This is nuts.
This is wild. Yeah, the idea of a 30th anniversary season that sends a cast you already know around the Power Rangers galaxy.
Oh my god, please.
Is like, not that COVID is over, but restrictions have lifted around, like, they could get people out there now.
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
oh,
there's a bunch of folk out there in space that they could really have a lot of fun with.
Folk in New Zealand you could grab that are already Power Rangers.
Can we get John Tuohy to come back, please, and do Doggy Krueger?
That would be perfect.
Or Solaris Knight. He's already space.
Oh yeah, that's true. We could do Solaris Knight. Yeah.
I don't know.
How about this both? Why not both?
Why not both? Why not just all the John Tuohy all the time?
Surely there's 3 or 4 Kelsons Henderson that you
can Yes.
I just want the mentor to be Mick Canuck. He already has space taxis in Dino Fury. I mean, back in that first season. Just the possibilities are crazy. And who knows when this is going to be released? Because, I mean, they still got to film the thing. But, I mean, this is wild. And I'm just, you know, imagining them at Power Morphicon tomorrow and then, next weekend catching a flight to New Zealand.
They are going to be swamped tomorrow. And I feel so bad because they are just going to have to be absolutely tight-lipped about everything. Because
I kind of feel sorry for them because this was clearly an early leak.
And well, let me tell you what. I'm certainly glad I got you Tessa's autograph first thing on Friday, because there is no way I would be able to do it tomorrow.
I am personally very, like, 11 to 12, that's the line will clear out for everyone else, or everyone's going to go to the booth. I'll skip the panel. I'll go get Dan Southwood's autograph. I'll go to Aaron Kay. Like, all of the people who had lines a mile long today, there's an hour that I know that it will be clear to go.
You'll find one other person on the show floor. I'm like, what are you doing here? Why aren't you at the Dino Fury panel? Oh, God, it's Sunday.
Oh, I can't wait to see how Hasbro might spin this. Did anyone check in this whole time? Did someone take down, like, did the tweet get deleted or something?
Tweet's still there.
Okay. Tweet is still there. So then either this was planned or they're just going to lean into it regardless.
Or it was a scheduled, like, it's a scheduled tweet and they're all asleep right now.
Yeah, they're in like Rhode Island or something, aren't they?
Yeah, that's true.
There's probably one in charge around to take it.
Oh my God.
I mean, there must be someone out here for Morphicon, right? But maybe it's 11:30. That's a reasonable time for an adult human to be asleep and checking Twitter for news.
It's like you said, Michael, you know, you and I were both in our hotel rooms. We're in bed. We're like starting to get ready to fall asleep. And then all of a sudden Twitter news breaks and suddenly the world blows up around us and we have to be on this to talk about
and we
about
have
it.
To jump on a little Twitter podcast.
We have to do this awesome, like, emergencies Twitter Spaces Ranger roundtable discussion.
Yeah, that was the thing. I emailed Zach, or emailed, who even uses that anymore? I DM Zach and AP, and I'm like, I sent them a link, and I'm like, holy shit, we need to get on Spaces.
You're like, Spaces now. And I'm like, yo, you got it, boss. I'm here.
Oh my God. I don't know what I
was literally about like 5 minutes from going to sleep, and now I'm wide awake.
In a weekend of like already things were crazy, like, I got to meet one of my D&D friends in person for the first time. And like, I got to see a bunch of people I've missed from the last 2 years of COVID isolation. And it's been a wonderful weekend. I'm like, okay, nothing can possibly surprise me anymore. Nope.
I gotta say, like, yeah, I've had, you know, I think we've
hey,
all
everybody.
Had like,
I just wanted
mixed
to say,
feelings
I hope everybody...
about.
What was that?
Legion, you good?
Oh, I'm sorry. My phone is cutting out. I just wanted to tell everybody I hope they're having a good time at PMC.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it's delightful. Yeah.
And also, when it comes to Cosmic Fury, if y'all read the last episode synopsis for Dino Fury Season 2, you know, there's a particular
Dino,
spoiler
Dino
in there.
Fury spoilers. Hashtag spoilers. Yeah, we're going to get those hashtag spoilers in there.
There's a particular spoiler in there, and now we just got this news, so it's just something for y'all to think about.
We'll say it. I mean, we've already prefaced it. I mean, we're talking about Cosmic Fury, so people in here are expecting spoilers. What's the synopsis for the last episode?
Zato gets a new white suit at the end of the finale.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
Wait, are we talking Zenkaiger here?
We ooh, can't be.
You think they'd go to Zenkaiger, though?
I mean, it's an anniversary. Yeah.
Ooh. I mean, really, that wouldn't take much to alter. You just take the 45 off and you put a 30 on there or something.
Oh God. Would they be that crazy?
I don't know anymore. They dropped a news announcement at 11 o'clock on a Saturday night.
Yeah, I agree with Michael. I don't think I can expect them to not be that crazy. Like... I'm sorry, but the stage where I'm like overtired, so everything is hysterical to me right now.
No, this is not legitimately like, funny.
This is such a random thing. Like,
I'm gonna wake up tomorrow and think that I dreamed all this. Like, I don't.
I was literally sitting on the couch, like pondering, because I just finished watching the Power Rangers podcast panel from PMC. So great job, Zach, on that one.
Well, thank you. And good job, Michael.
Oh, yeah. We both did that. That was great.
Yeah. But, I didn't want to leave you hanging in the wind there, Michael.
Oh, shoot. I get the Waldman because he was also on that panel. Let me get him in here. I'm sorry. This is the first time I've ever done a space. And
we have never done spaces before.
Yeah, the entire Power Rangers internet is like, hang on. Sorry. What is going on?
I'm pretty sure the entire Power Rangers internet is in this live.
I think they are.
Yeah, I guess nobody sleeps anymore.
Cool. No one in this fandom sleeps at all.
To be fair, a lot of like the fandom influencers are still fairly early in the evening at 11:43. But
no, like I said, I was sitting on the couch.
Toku Chris requested.
Oh,
you've got to get Chris. You've got to get Chris.
I know.
Chris might have some feelings about some stuff.
Yeah,
Chris. What the
Chris,
hell is going on?
What is going on?
Hello.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Chris has been out partying, so Chris is three sheets to the wind.
I'm not three sheets to the wind, but I can tell you what. I was in the VIP party when the news broke a little bit earlier than we anticipated.
Understatement of the century.
If my voice sounds horrible, it's because it's been karaoke night. We've been having to scream a lot to hear ourselves, so... I do apologize for that.
I had puberty
for the third time in my life.
So I think what I was trying to say is, you know, you look at those synopses we have, and you look at the teaser that just came out the other day for those back episodes of Season 2. I'm thinking Zed might be the villain.
That'd be awesome.
I mean, you don't.
That'd be so amazing.
Build that
some nice full circle.
Use
stuff.
It a couple times and junk it.
All I will say is hang out at if you're a PMC man, hang out at the Dino Fury panel tomorrow at 11.
And what if they're not adapting a Sentai? Because it seems like, you know, if you're making Lord Zed the villain, you're probably not adapting a Sentai.
I'm all here for it.
And what does that mean? And how much crow will I have to eat because, you know, in terms of, you know, a certain Illuminati article?
Do you know what I really like?
Children here, watch out.
Yeah. Not like they could do anything, right? Like,
really, they could. You're not wrong.
What they've just dropped is like, hey, all bets off.
Yeah, I think
we're doing something wild.
I think this is the biggest swing that I'm actually standing here in the Paseo. I found out while I was in a room party. but yeah, it's like, I think that there are no rules anymore. And I think that, like, you know, the Vengix thing, you know, I think anything is possible.
It really does feel like an expect the unexpected. Yeah.
And also, I think somebody definitely screwed up about that timing.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I hope they don't get in trouble. This is really genuinely exciting for all of us.
If you guys want some like cool insight as to like what's happening like here, like at the DMC VIP party, right? So the news broke at 11 o'clock Pacific time, and at that point, the entire party stopped. Like there's still music playing. There's like one poor dude like singing, but like everybody's like huddled into circles, and like one person's circles to talk about.
I just think that shock blues musician meme.
So I would love to know what is happening in the Dino Fury cast hotel rooms right now.
Oh my god, yeah. I would love to be a fly on the wall.
I actually also have ears in the staff party, and they are pissed.
Uh-oh.
Let me just say, this will be all that I'll say, and then I'll probably have to bounce, actually. But, as everybody that I'm aware of, this came out a little bit earlier than it was supposed to. A little bit. So someone, I mean, if I'm just gonna say it, like someone somewhere, like straight up, there's a whole like asset list, a press release kit, all that stuff. Someone effed up bad on Hasbro's end. So I'm really much that put their tail between their legs on this one, because they messed up.
Like, I do this stuff for a living now, and yeah, somebody, like, there's always, like 10 different people who know what time these things go out.
I genuinely think someone scheduled the tweet, and it was AM instead of PM. It had to have been.
Hey, hold on real quick. Yeah. We have a very special guest real fast.
Oh, dear.
You mean...
As soon as the special guest is ready.
Okay, no rush.
This is Joe from the Illuminati. Joe Dickelbaum.
Joe!
What is going on, everybody? Welcome.
Joe, welcome.
I didn't get my DM. I got ready to eat whatever amount of crow you want me to eat.
I mean, obviously, we all know now that the news has broke. We have a Cosmic Fury with a returning cast.
Man.
I know that at 11 a.m. we'll have a little bit more on the information that just dropped. Live with the cast itself. Chris, what else can you say?
I think that's all we should say.
Yeah, it would be insane to like start spreading new information at 11:48 on a Saturday night.
Yeah,
you know, but that's when all the tweets hit.
I agree. I think it's best that we do it here at MorphCon, which is originally what we wanted to do anyway. And it's Power Week. It's literally Power Week. We wanted to really give something special to the fans. We're going to try our best.
News broke at Power MorphCon.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
In technicality, the news did break at Power MorphCon. We're hoping we can expand on that a little bit at Power MorphCon at 11 a.m. at the Dino Fury panel. But, you know, we're all excited to hear ourselves with Power Rangers Cosmic Fury.
Yo, absolutely. I'll be at that panel for sure.
So, Joe, I just wanted to say to you and Chris.
My boy, Papa Billy.
That's me. I'm the one hosting this thing, man. You know it.
Yo, I love this guy.
But, no, I just want to tell you and Chris, thank you so much for putting together an amazing group of panels and panelists from the fandom, because I think in terms of programming, this is probably the most successful that PMC has ever been in terms of programming. So congrats on that.
Thank you so much, Eric. But with that being said, I this doesn't happen without the rest of Ranger Nation.
Exactly.
Every single outlet, every single influencer that contributed to this, we appreciate greatly. Because I personally think, and I think Chris shares the same sentiment, is that it doesn't happen without actual Ranger Nation moving this information forward. I'm talking you, Eric, with Ranger Command Power Hour, Jinsaku, Toku Nation. There's so many others out there that I can't name right now, but like they are the ones that are moving the
woot woot.
I'm honest. Like the truth is, I feel like Ranger Nation is what is keeping this franchise alive. In all honesty, I think Ranger Nation is also the ones that are solely responsible for bringing back this Dino Fury cast.
Absolutely. I think
what is going on, I think we're seeing a change in Hasbro, and I think that it's a positive one. But I think Ranger Nation is on, you know, on the right side of that.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't think of anything more hype for a 30th anniversary. And
seriously.
You know, especially with a beloved cast like this. With the representation that they're bringing with Tessa Rao and Izzy and just the entire cast. The cast has that positive energy, and I can't wait to see them grow and continue these characters.
I couldn't agree more. And anybody that is, I know we just got this big news about Cosmic Fury, but do not overlook Power Rangers Dino Fury Season 2 Part B, or Season 2 Part 2, whatever you want to call it. It is phenomenal. I feel like this is we're starting to see the beginning of breaking the mold of what Power Rangers was to what Power Rangers can be. And I mean, I'm not just talking about movies. I'm not talking about rebooting the franchise. What I'm talking about is something that we all have grown to know and love for the last 30 years. And I think that we're starting to see what that story can be.
Yeah. 100%.
While we have Chris and Joe, is this a Netflix and E1 thing? Because wasn't Dino Fury originally just the one season written, and they added on season two, and I guess now three?
Yeah, that is completely true. I think this is an E1 mandate. Who knows?
Simon Bennett in the video, he said, you know, he thanked E1 and Hasbro. So this is all them. This is original.
Yes. Well. We shall dive into that more tomorrow. but I think this season, this next season coming up for Power Rangers, season 30, will change the game. And I'm hoping in a positive direction. I mean, look, at the end of the day, like Power Rangers.
Oh, it sounds like the phone cut out.
Oh, man.
Oh, I was so sad. He was just about to have an epiphany, and it got cut off.
I think that, you know, whatever it is, I think it's great that, like, we know that there is a next showrunner.
Yeah.
We know what the future down the line holds. But I'm glad, not just for this cast, not just for Simon Bennett, but for all the voice actors, for all the, you know, people like Kelson, for all the crew. Yeah. It, you know, if this show leaves Auckland, I'm glad they get one, you know, victory lap, you know?
They can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Sorry, my phone, like, shut off random.
Oh, no. I think that means it needs to be charged, Chris.
Dino charged?
Yeah, Dino supercharged.
Absolutely. But, hey, guys, we will see you.
Yeah.
11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Yes.
11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
See you tomorrow.
Power Morphicon, Dino Fury panel. Be there. I'm sure. I am like 1,000% sure people are going to have, someone's going to live stream it at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So find whoever that person is, watch it. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome. And we're trying to make it as special as we can. And yeah, even if you can't be here, we'll still make it something that you want to watch. Yeah,
like the tradition at Morphicon is to reveal the new cast and reveal the new season. Hasbro already did that. So maybe we can do something different at this panel. Maybe we can bring something different. And maybe we just talk to the cast about Dino Fury.
I was joking with the staffer that they could still reveal the cast in a way that would just confuse a lot of people until they understood what was going on. You had Hasbro not done this.
Oh, man.
Well,
yeah.
I'm hoping there's more that we can get out of this cast. The number one thing we want to do tomorrow, the number one thing I think everybody wants to see, right? This Dino Fury cast, they didn't get that reception that the Beast Morphers cast, the Ninja Steel cast, the Dino Charge cast, that Mega Force cast, none of them got that reception that those previous casts got. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure they get that reception this time. They deserve the recognition and the love and the support of Ranger.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I feel bummed for, though? The Beast Morphers got this victory lap.
Well, whatever happens tomorrow or today, because it's past.
Yeah.
But no, I thank everyone for joining. I think we're going to leave that here.
Yeah.
This is a good bonus episode of Ranger Command Power Hour. So thank you for listening to this live. I don't know how I'm going to pull the audio for this, but find a way. And yeah, I still have to edit my interview or our interview with Melissa Flores. So at some point, listen for that as well. So I really think, because for a first spaces, this is insane.
Yeah.
Man, this is just
well,
wild.
Ranger Nation, let us know what you think.
All right, I think I'm going to end it here. Thanks, everyone.
This is good fantastic. Night, thank you, everyone. Thank you
anytime,
so much.
Anytime, guys.
Absolutely. We'll see you tomorrow, Michael.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Ranger Command Power Hour, only on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. You can catch a new episode every other Saturday. Find us on the Morphin Grid at www.rangercommand.com. Follow us on Twitter at Ranger Command PH. Like us on Facebook and Instagram at Ranger Command Power Hour. Ranger Command is also on Patreon. Become a patron by pledging as much or as little as you like every month and receive cool perks. By pledging, you are helping us make our show even better. Go to patreon.com/rangercommandph to learn more. Thanks for listening.